My family and I were walking one time in a downtown, in a city somewhere, and we saw a guy holding up a sign as we came across a church. The sign that this guy was holding up said, "Repent or go to hell." And I thought, well, I went to the guy and I said, "I'm gonna make up a sign, and the sign will read, 'This guy who's holding this sign will lead the way to hell.'" We are not God. We are not judges. We are promoters of the gospel, of the good news. We have to tell it like it is. There was a lot of truth in there. Repent or go to hell. We do have the choice. But God loves us so much that he adds a very essential ingredient, mercy. He's saying, yes, repent, change, mend your ways because I love you. I want you to go to heaven because I love you. If you choose hell, that's your option. It's there too. This is the essence of the church. To evangelize, to bring the gospel to everyone else out there, especially those who are not here. We are truly blessed to be able to be here and worship. Let us enjoy it, because now we have the freedom. We do not know what's going to happen tomorrow. Repent and believe in the gospel. In today's gospel, if you heard, if not, I'll read it again. What is God doing? What is Jesus doing in today's gospel? He said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men, fishers of souls." What is God doing? He is fishing. He is fishing. That's exactly what Jesus is doing. I think most of you know how to fish, perhaps everyone. I remember the first time I tried it, I thought, well, that looks very easy. My uncle and my cousins were doing it. I said, "Oh, this is really easy. I don't even know the name of the thing that you throw in the water." So I grabbed that and I said, "It's gonna be very simple." So I grabbed that, and as soon as I did that, it's like, where is it? It was hooked onto my cousin's shirt. It looks very easy, but it's not. In the same manner, to evangelize seems very easy, but it's not. And this is precisely what Jesus is calling us all to do. If we call ourselves followers of Christ, we are called to go and bring souls to Christ. How? By loving them, by forgiving them, by telling them that we are not afraid, that we will remain with him. That's what it means to evangelize, to bring the good news, to fish souls. This is what we're called to do. In today we celebrate St. Francis de Sales as well, but because it falls on a Sunday, the Sunday liturgy takes precedence. But what a wonderful saint, not because he has the same name as me. And by the way, there's 88 saints named Francis, so I can get to celebrate more than once. He said, "Be who you are and be that well." Be who you are and be that well. Are you a husband? A wife? Be that. And be a great husband. Be a great spouse. Are you single, widow, whatever, clergy? Be who you are and be that well. There's no time to waste or to play around, because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We have to be fishing out, bringing people to Christ, telling them this is what we believe, even in the midst of whatever we're experiencing. This is what it means to be a Catholic. This is what it means to be a follower of Christ. And God is asking us to help him, to help him to bring people to him, to love him. As I mentioned at the beginning, repent and go to hell, there's truth to that. But God has given us the choice, the freedom to choose, because salvation has been made available in Jesus Christ. We choose if we want to remain with him or not. As we approach this heavenly banquet, we ask our wonderful intercessor, our Blessed Mother, so that we may be able to go out and bring souls to Christ, that we may not be afraid, that we may continue to surrender and be obedient and evangelize. Last Sunday, Jesus asked the question, "What are you looking for? What are you searching for?" Today, he is saying to all of us, "What are you fishing for? What is it? Money? Prestige? Power? Political influence? Or are you bringing people to Christ by the way you love them? By the way you tell them about me? By the way you are obedient to the doctrines of the church?" This is our calling. But you know what? We have the choice. We either say yes, and we are called followers, or we can say no. And hell, that's our choice, not his. May God bless us all. Please stand. I believe in one God.